Joining us now is Coach Trent Moore of the Tina Avalon Girls, a team near and dear to my heart. Tina Avalon this week was up at the Meadville tournament, and they had a pretty good week. They went 2-1. They came into the tournament as a sixth seed and had a tight loss to Grundy County on Monday, big win against Hale on Wednesday, and then avenged an earlier loss in the season against Northwestern of Minden tonight. Coach Moore, thanks for joining us. Talk a little bit about the week. Talk about your game against Grundy on Monday. It was a really tight game. I thought a lot of kids played well.
It was. It was a really good game. It was just a fun game to be a part of and to be coaching. I thought, like you said, a lot of our girls played well. And it's just one of those games that we came out and we were ready to play. I loved the intensity we had, and it never wavered. We played hard all four quarters, and we've got a lot of young girls, and just getting that experience under their belt in a close game like that, we're in some game time situations, battling through some adversity, some tough calls that don't go your way sometimes, and just learning how to fight through those things. And we played hard, and I was really proud of the way we all played that night.
And then you went to the losers bracket and you had a great win against Hale, came out a little slow, and then tonight a Northwestern team that you had lost to early in the year. Talk about the difference in tonight versus when you played them back in November.
Absolutely. Well, we are a way different team than we were at the beginning of the season. We're starting to learn ourselves a little bit more, trust each other more. We had some growing pains in the beginning. I mean, my first year with the girls and their first year all together as a unit. So just kind of learning each other, learning how to execute sets, communicating, trusting each other. And I thought it showed tonight. We played together as a team, a lot of younger girls. Specifically, Emma Sushlin, I thought, came in off the bench tonight and played very well for us in the post. We're learning how to read assignments and know scouting reports better and adjust to those things. So we're just a very different team, play a lot harder, a lot more together.
Yeah, and you know, this was a team that won a district championship last year, but they lost a couple key contributors to that team. So it's a team with no seniors, and it's a team where, you know, some girls are having to step up in their roles, especially Haley Rucker and Samantha Runkles, and they both had really good games tonight, correct?
They both did have very good games tonight. I think Samantha had 28, it was a quiet 28, which is my favorite kind of high-scoring night. I didn't even realize she had that much until the game was over. And Haley always plays hard, takes care of the ball for me, really does the job of a point guard, gets everybody through all the sets and everything. So they both did play very well.
So next week, your athletic director has scheduled four games for you. Yeah, I know. You guys are out of school for a week. And Monday you play Meadville. They're a very good team. Tuesday you play Hale in a rematch you had earlier this week. Wednesday you play Grundy County. And then Friday you play Hardin Central. So Hardin Central, as we talked about earlier, one of the kind of teams in the top of the CLA. Meadville, always very good. What are you looking for this week out of your 6-8 team?
I mean, I'm just looking for the same thing I'm always looking for. We want to go into every game, believe that we can compete, believe it's a game we can win. And as long as we play to our full effort for a full four quarters, I think we're going to be right there at the end. I tell them all the time, I don't think there's a ball game that we can't compete in. So I'm just looking for that maximum effort all the time, and it'll turn out the best way it can.